Case number 11,295, Bruce and Mary Ann Kaufman, west of Route 1, northwest of Andrew Avenue, 200 feet southwest of Bayard Avenue, and 600 feet northeast of Dodd Avenue, and also being Lot 6, Block D of Ann Acres Development. Tax map is District 334, Map 20.13, Parcel 140. A variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Bruce Kaufman, address 21088 Andrew Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
Mary Ann Kaufman, 21088 Andrew Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. My wife and I live in this house in question. We moved there full-time in May, and we decided we would love to, now that we're there full-time, add a small porch in the front. Talking to our builder, he said, you're going to have to get a variance, and the situation is the house was originally built in the 60s. Its setback is 27 feet. Checked our neighbors and found they were all rather closer than us. We decided to formalize it. We hired a surveying company, Wingate and Eschenbach, and we have copies of their findings. And if you look at it, you'll see that they are 20 feet, 18 feet, 18 feet, 15 feet, 20. Their setbacks are all much closer, with an average of 18 and a half, roughly 18 and a half. So even after the small porch, by that I mean it's 6 feet deep, we will be still the furthest setback in the neighborhood. And then specifically addressing your questions, the uniqueness, I believe, stems from the fact that in the 60s, things were done differently, setbacks were changed, and that's how I ended up, this house ended up 27 feet back. As a matter of fact, the original owner had a front porch, and looks like he enclosed it and made it part of the house and actually got a little closer to the street. We can't add this porch in strict conformity without this variance. The variance is necessary to enable any kind of a decent porch for practical use. We don't think it will change the character of the neighborhood. In fact, it will be more similar to the porches that we see down the street anyway. It doesn't have any effect on the adjacent properties, or will be detrimental to public welfare. And we think 6 feet is about as small as anybody would want a porch to be. That's our. We have some photographs in there of one is looking down our street, and you can see the houses are all protruding somewhat further, not much. But that's our appeal.
Okay. See if there's any, excuse me, any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
So you're asking for an 8.3-foot variance, is that correct?
Six. We're 27, mm-hmm. We want to peel off 6, 21.
You would,
yes,
come to 21.
Yes, yes, I didn't do the math 8.3. Quite that way, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
Who pulled the averages? You?
No,
no, that's the surveyors.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I see it up there. Wingate.
Well, we have a sealed copy.
And that was just for the dwellings, right? No porches.
Yes.
No porches.
They included porches if they were there.
Uh-huh. Not all of the houses have porches.
Right.
The one directly next to us does, and the one after that does not.
Can't do that, can you?
So is a variance necessary if it's averaged?
Averages are not good for additions. They're only good for the original. If you're building a new dwelling. They're not put towards front porches and anything that you add after the fact.
So that's the reason you're here.
We were told to come. And if I might also add, I don't know why, but I believed that the property line is supposed to be 10 feet from the edge of the road or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like 17 feet. So we're 17 feet from the edge of the road and then our property line. So we're really not encroaching on the road.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
You're only coming out 5.6 foot for three porch?
8.6.
A six-foot porch.
Six-foot
porch.
Just across half of the front of the house, right, as it's drawn on drawing number 4, I believe. Which is actually the same side of the house that the original porch had been in.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, 8.3 for the variance. So seeing that your existing front entrance has an inset covering, inset into the house. Mm-hmm. So are you suggesting that the porch would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Actually, I would like to point out, if you look at picture number 4, uh-huh, it is set back in, and it's got railings that come like this,
right,
and that's a very tight opening. When the storm door opens, that it hits the railings, and so it's, we actually had a problem with an ambulance trying to
carry somebody out. Stretcher out of the house. But that's what, that odd setback front door was what started us thinking about a front porch in the first place.
Which would,
as you can see where the numbers are written on the house, that's also very low. And so we had the builder is lifting that up so we can.
So again, that would better enable you reasonable use of the property?
Yes, exactly. We also have changed all the windows because these are not egress windows. So we just today had new windows put in so we could. I don't have anything to do with it, sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that we've heard from the applicant there's a uniqueness in precedent, if you will, or a uniqueness in the setbacks of other properties, which all seem to be at least porches or a similar structure. And the applicant is suggesting that in order to enable reasonable use of the property, the porch be necessary. And obviously, if the porch wasn't on there prior to their purchase, it's not created by them. We're also hearing testimony that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they are requesting a minimum to afford relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,295.
Can I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,295. All those in favor? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
I mean, Mr. Hudson, I'm sorry. I'm looking at your name twice.
Making sure you're awake.
Yeah, are you awake down there? Yeah, okay.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Oh, Mr. Calloway. And aye for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,295 is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome.